Citing the rising COVID-19 case rates and the overwhelming challenges of contact tracing, the Southern Berkshire Regional School District is moving to remote learning until April 12th. The district represents 4 schools and 700 students in the towns of Sheffield, New Marlborough, Egremont, Monterey, and Alford, Massachusetts. It last went fully remote in January. Superintendent Beth Regalbuto says the COVID-19 situation has never been this bad for the district.
This was an incredibly hard choice. We were really excited. We were bringing our pre-K to 12 back in person 5 days a week, full-time, starting on Monday. But there has just been a tremendous uptick in cases, and on a daily basis, we are getting more positives. What people, I think, are struggling with, they want to know what the specific DESE guidance is making the decisions. And what they need to understand is DESE guidance is just that, it's guidance, whereas you have to take into effect the, the local safety concerns. And then it becomes a local decision based on what's happening in your district. And what we're finding as we were talking to our school physician and public health is that more students are now testing positive, which wasn't the case before. And families, it's just coming in more and more each day. And in our communities, there's a definite uptick. So after a while, you have to make a choice because people have, with contact tracing, end up having to stay home and teach from there. But somebody has to be in the building to see the kids. And we're a small district, so teachers cross buildings. They cross schools. That makes it a little bit trickier for a district our size.
Massachusetts has taken great steps forward in reopening in the last month. From your vantage point, given that a month after some of these major restrictions, say on restaurant capacities, went down, the district is now moving to a remote setting because of the community spread. What's the takeaway about the reopening in Massachusetts from the Southern Berkshire Regional School District's vantage point?
We believe and we have wanted to have our students in front of us 5 days a week. We believe it's important for them to have connections and to be in person with their teachers. We think that's what's best for kids, socially, emotionally, all those relationships. That's what everybody hopes for. We understand this has been incredibly hard for families during this time, especially with our youngest learners. Everybody wants that. However, we have been lucky. We have had great experience. It's just right now we seem to be having a little bit of, I don't know what to say, but there's definitely an increase in cases and in things that we haven't seen before. So we still want to do this in a way that's safe. That's what we promised our community. We said we would take care of each other, and I think this is the only way to ensure that that happens.
When we've spoken in the past, you've talked about the belief you have in the community that you represent and the hard work that went into keeping the district pretty open for a substantial portion of the pandemic, certainly compared to some neighboring Berkshire districts. What does that say now at this point? Does this in any way challenge your trust in the community, or is this a larger story about a larger effort to contain something like the pandemic?
Yeah, I think our community has been amazing. I think people have, part of why this was trickier and we were able to hold on as long as we've been able to hold on is that people, if they were symptomatic, they kept their children home or they kept their families remote until they found out for sure what was really going on. And so, we've been lucky. It's just that there's just more of it right now. And I think, for everybody to just take the time to be safe and give the schools that breather, keeping people at home for a little bit longer will be worth it. This will be for us, I think, a total of 3 weeks where we haven't had kids in the building since this started. And I think that's pretty amazing.
As far as the actual numbers, how many cases have emerged in the Southern Berkshire Regional School District community?
In the last 3 days alone, we've had confirmed 3 staff members. We've had some family members of people that are confirmed. We don't report that, but their students weren't in school. And then we had 2 students identified today. So there's definitely more of it than has been around. And it's getting harder and harder to contact trace because people are staying remote, so we don't know where they're going. So it's just, and we have a few people who are symptomatic right now and waiting for results to come in. So all those factors in taken into consideration and the reporting that's happening, you know, in the towns is what's driving this decision.